Okay, we are back with you this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio, and we are so glad you're along for the ride. We want to hear from you, especially if you are a first-time listener. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and of course, all of our shows from the past, they are uploaded on our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And right now, it is time to recap the Big 12 Conference Media Day. We want to hit on some other news and notes with the start of the college football season. It is rapidly approaching. Always a true pleasure to welcome in our very own NFL and college football expert, Husker great Jason Peter. Good evening, Jason. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Certainly looking forward to Pinehurst coming up. That is just around the corner. The Big E's show will be on vacation next week. But we want to get the news and kind of your reaction from the Big 12 Conference Commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, with his statement saying that cheating pays in college sports and that the NCAA enforcement, that it's broken, and that the infraction committee, they haven't had a hearing in almost a year. What was your reaction to that statement, and is he right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously things that a lot of these guys say, it's, you know, there's a little bit of a exclamation point at the end just so that it becomes front page news. I mean, these guys are always trying to keep themselves, their conferences, their teams relevant, so sometimes they go a little bit overboard, but he's right. I mean, there are schools out there that, you know, whether it's they're finding the loopholes or maybe they're just completely turning a blind eye to some of these things. You have the NCAA who is, and this isn't just a recent problem, this goes back to before I was playing, they're just undermanned. They don't have enough guys to, you know, spend the funds and the resources to really look into a lot of, you know, maybe the rumors or things that they hear that's going on at you know, such and such school. They just don't have the manpower to dedicate, you know, a few of the employees to actually get in and roll up their sleeves and find out what's going on at certain schools.
Well, Commissioner Bowlesby, you could certainly, listening to that press conference and watching it, you could sense his frustration. And I have to say, Jason, he was very calculated in his timing with his message to address that on Media Day. It really was the best time to do it, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of the grand stage up until the season starts. So, yeah, and you're seeing a lot of it, you know, between conferences too, all the between coaches, athletic directors, they're all taking kind of shots at one another. And I don't know if that's something that they've all kind of learned maybe from the SEC. You know, they've seen over, you know, the last 5-10 years that it becomes somewhat of a circus down there. But at the end of the day, the stuff that's coming out of those guys' mouth, it's getting printed on the front page. So, you know, now is certainly a time, you know, the light's shining bright. So I can't, you know, argue with the timing of it all.
Jason, how do you see this in terms of, I mean, do the conferences, they need more power? Are you in agreement with that? I mean, obviously enforcement is broken and things do have to change. How do you fix it?
Yeah, well, you see a lot of teams that I think if they are surveying, you know, maybe a problem on their own campus, you're seeing some schools try to get in front of it and they handle it themselves, you know, discipline wise but you know, you also have the NCAA where other people, other schools are always looking to get, you know, just a little bit in front of the next guy, and whatever punishment the school hands down to themselves, the other guy always wants a little bit more because he feels like that may be an opportunity for them to springboard past, you know, an Alabama or an Oklahoma or any of the big boys. But they've got to do something because it is, you know, I'm not going to say it's the Wild Wild West, you know, the days of SMU and, you know, Craig James and Dickerson and those guys down there. But you also have kids that are hearing and seeing what's happening in the O'Bannon case and you know, some of the other lawsuits that have now been brought against the NCAA where, you know, they're saying it's not enough, the scholarship checks, compared to what these schools are bringing in. You have the whole thing out at Northwestern where those guys are you know, trying to get unionized, and it's a different world out there in college athletics as opposed to when I was playing. But they've got to do something. The NCAA has to. They've got to get more manpower. They've got to make some sort of decision here so that they can kind of get ahead of these issues before it becomes, a big deal where you have a major lawsuit against you.
The start of the college football season, it is just around the corner. We're taking time right now with our very own Jason Peter at Yahoo Sports Radio to recap the Big 12 Media Day and the comments by the commissioner, Bob Bowlesby. And it is interesting, Jason, you were just talking about some of the scholarships being taken away. USC losing 30 scholarships. Penn State, their sanctions. Oklahoma State, even now, under investigation. What we are seeing is that it really doesn't cripple the programs. It's just kind of a slap on the wrist, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, another kind of aspect of that is, let's say, what some schools do down in the SEC, and that's, you know, the oversigning. You have all of these kids that think they're going to have a scholarship to Alabama or LSU or, you know, off the top of my head, I can't remember the schools that are really guilty of it. But, you know, that's something that's got to get regulated. You know, you can't have some of these schools that are, you know, they kind of put these barriers around some of these kids because they think that they're going to be going to their school in the fall. And, you know, you have all these other schools that then fill up their scholarship limitations. And when the time comes that, say, Alabama decides, you know what, we don't have a scholarship for you this semester, but, you know, you get into school and then, you know, at the break, maybe we can get you on scholarship. You know, those kids should have an opportunity to go somewhere else on full scholarship. They're good football players, obviously, if some of these schools down in the SEC are looking at them. But, you know, if those guys can't fit in the allotted number of scholarships that some of those schools have, well, then they should be kind of fair game for other kids as well. And plus, I mean, could you imagine being one of those kids that thinks that you're going to go to one of these top football schools in the United States and then, you know, a week or two before training camp gets set to start, you know, you kind of realize you get a call from the coach saying, you know what, we're thinking about, we're going to gray shirt you or whatever, you know, they're doing down there. But some of this stuff has got to get cleaned up. You know, college athletics, I know it's kind of an illusion, but we all kind of, you know, think of it as, or hope where it's this pure kind of entity and it's just about the game, although we know it's kind of, you know, it's big business now. It needs to get cleaned up at least a little bit.
It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell. Jason, we got to take a quick commercial break. We will be rejoined with Husker Gray, Jason Peter, right here at YSR. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports and YahooSportsRadio.com.